We have a really exciting text today. If Krishna is merciful to us, it will be a very inspiring and exciting lecture, at least let's hope. Good, let us start. Nirada Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi jana valava Giri varadari Gopi jana valava Giri varadari Yasoda nandana Raja jananandana Yasoda nandana Raja jananandana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai
Gaurani Tai Daya, Gaurani Tai
Gaurani Tai Gaurani Tai
Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Tere Radhe Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Tere Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Tirale Radha Prema Nandi Ali Ali Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna, we are reading this morning from the Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 32. Please help me. Is it 21? Yes? 21 and 22. Good. Evam
mat
ato
jita
loka. Oh. No problem. We will start again. Na parayeham ham Niravadya samyujam
Svasadu
krityam Vibhuda yusapi vaha Uyam zapina Ya ma babyam Dujarageha shrinkalaha Samvrishcha Tatvaha Katiyatu Saduna Napadayeham Niravadya Samyujam Svasadu Krityam Vibhudayusha Pivaha Asadu Krityam Vibhudayusha Pivaha Yama Bayamdu Jarageya Shrinkalaha Samvrishya Tadva Pratiyatu Saduna Parayeham Niravatya Samyujam
Parayeham Niravatya Samyujam
Svasadu Krityam Vibhudayusha Pivaha
Svasadu Krityam Vibhudayusha Pivaha
Yama Bayam Dujarageya Shrinkala
Yama
Samvrishya tatva pratijatu
saduna.
Yes, please, someone else. Yes, Vaishnavis, please. Very much. I'm able to make. Aham. I. Niravatya samyutam. To those who are completely free from deceit. Svasadu kritiyam, proper compensation. Vibhuta ayusha, with a lifetime as long as that of the demigods. Api, although vaha, to you, yaha, who. Ma, me, abhajam, have worshipped, dujara, difficult to overcome, geha shrinkala, the chains of household life, samvrishya, cutting, tat, that, Vaha of you, pratijatu, let it be returned, sadhuna, by the good activity itself. Yes. So this is a very well-known verse for those who have just joined us in the temple. Yesterday I would like to give you a little bit the context in which this verse comes so that you can really relish it a little bit better. So after Krishna had reappeared to the gopis, you remember, he had first called them in the midst of this autumn night, the Sharad Purnima night. It's a night when the full moon is particularly very beautiful. If on this night you can go out and do some moon gazing, you will feel something. It's a very, very special night, really. So he had called the gopis to perform the rasa dance, but when they actually appeared to him, or appeared means when they arrived at the place where he stood and played his flute. It's under a tree on the banks of the Yamuna. It's called Vansivat, no? The tree of the flute. There's a particular tree where the Lord likes to stand and call his devotees. So when they had arrived, he sent them back. He said, it's not proper if we associate it. I mean, it's midnight and so on. So maybe you didn't come because of me, but to see the forest in this full moon night, this special night. Your mission is completed. Now please return. And the gopi said, complained to him, what are your duplicitous activities? You call us and then you send us back. This is not good. And anyways, after some discussion, Krishna had disappeared from the gopis, taking only one particular gopi with him. And also, he had left this gopi. Do you know who is this particular gopi? Radharani, yes, that's correct. He had gone alone with Radharani, leaving all the other gopis behind. Then also he had left Radharani. So after some time, when the gopis had tried to find him, they returned to the bank of the Yamuna and they sang a particular beautiful song. It's called the Gopi Gita, the song of the gopis. Jayate Tedikam Janmanad Vaja. It's a beautiful song. In the month of Kartik, you will hear this song all over Vrindavan. You will hear it in our Krishna Balaram temple every evening sung. But you will also hear it out of the cottages of the babas, of the yogis, of the devotees. It expresses the highest sentiments of love for Krishna. So then, after this singing this kirtan, Krishna had appeared on the bank of the Yamuna and stayed with the gopis, who were all his internal potencies. No? They were all emanating from him. So the gopis had made a seat out of their shawls, and after Krishna had sat down on the seat, they began to discuss. The gopis still felt hurt in their hearts that Krishna had disappeared so suddenly. So Krishna needed to give an explanation why in the whole wide world he had disappeared. He further told them that he had come under the complete control of their loving emotions, and that he would always remain indebted to him. So one of the verses which he said to them, one of the things he said to them is described here in this